Hey, After Buzzers, we are talking about the Scream Queens Season 2 finale, Drain the Swamp. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Felt the song was appropriate.
Yeah. I mean, they did sing it.
And they said it.
And brains.
It was brains, everything. Yeah. Very, Perfect for the season finale. Wow, I can't wait to get into it. This was a hilarious episode, which I loved. But before we get started, let's introduce ourselves. We do not have the full panel today. Sam is gone. She's visiting home for the holidays, as well as Becca and Dakota. They wish they could be here, but tweet them online. But I do have Lucretia here joining me. I am your host, Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Renee Ariel. And where can everyone find you?
And since I'm Lucretia Lyon, guys, you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
Only one. So, overall thoughts of this episode?
I loved it. You know, to me, this season was a bit rocky. There were some really great points, and then there were some really low points, as opposed to the first season. But I thought that the ending wrapped up so well. It was so funny, especially, like, Chanel's ending, and then Dean Munch becoming a sex expert. It sort of just...
Gosh,
it was very John Hughes meets John Waters.
I totally agree. I loved how they wrapped this episode up. I think they did such a phenomenal job. But let's break it down. I think the easiest way to break it down is just kind of just through the episode. Mm-hmm. We start off in a scene where the green meanie, it's Hoffel in this one, is trying to kill Chanel, but like, what's new?
Yeah.
Misses, kills another Chanel, one of those other ones.
Random
that are,
ones.
I don't know. Okay, to be honest, I don't know who's who after five. I don't know who's 8, 9, 10, 11. I don't know.
They don't even matter. They were just in this season to die anyway. And
true.
The Chanel's even pointed that out.
Yep, that's why they came on, and now they're all going off, except for that one. Again, I don't know, the one whose face doesn't move. She's still alive. Good for her. Good for her. But yeah, so she doesn't kill Chanel. And, well, the Cassidy tries to then kill number five. Yeah. No. Number three, like we've heard about. But then can't, because romance isn't dead.
I know. Even though he thought he was.
Even though he thought he was. So then, actually, we actually talked about this last week. We were all saying what would have happened with Cassidy, because he was, like, saying, oh, I'm going to just keep killing people. I'm going to listen to my mom, whatever. I got mommy issues. And so he, like, dissed number three. But then we're like, I bet this next episode he'll try killing his mom. He said he was going to.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Yeah, they were both like, you know, you're dead to me. You're dead to me. Well,
everyone's always dead to each other in the show. I can't keep up. But I loved just the change with this character through this episode. We're like, in the beginning, too, he's like, you know what? I'm not going to be bad anymore.
Yeah.
Did you see that coming?
I did. I really thought that Taylor Lautner's character, Cassidy, was so funny all season. Like, his deadpan delivery was such a good pairing with Chanel number three.
Oh, yeah.
I was really sad about the ending, because I was like, they're so sweet.
I know. Okay, I didn't want him to die. I thought, if anything, someone was going to kill him like a character we knew. Like, I thought maybe, and this was very far-fetched, and I remember saying that, I thought maybe, like, Chanel number three was going to kill him and be like, you need to stop killing people. But once he admitted he was going to stop in the beginning, I didn't know. But I was super bummed when, like, Hoffel killed him with her machete. But he could have just moved. He could have just pushed her. And instead he jumps in the way, which I think everyone saw that coming. Yeah. As soon as it went slow-mo, we're like,
yep, he's going to die. He's going to jump in front of it. And I love that they point out, like, dude, you totally just could have pushed her out of the way. Like, yeah, like, that's, like, the third option here.
I know. Like, out of all the things he could have done. And I loved his, like, last words were so romantic. They were, oh, gosh, I have to find this. He said, he was talking to number three, and he was saying, she was like, did you ever really think you were dead? And he was like, I felt alive because of how happy it made me to love you, or something.
Yeah, so sappy.
And then Denise was like, what'd you say?
Yeah.
She was great. I'm so happy she came back to life in this episode.
Yeah, I love Denise.
That was amazing, because we kept waiting for it. And I love that she also, like, didn't need help to get out of the freezer, whatever it was. I thought that was fantastic. And she came to the rescue. Who knew? I mean, they needed to be rescued by someone. However, I don't get why Zayday didn't just rescue them.
Yeah, it is just so odd.
She came up with Jane, who, like, yeah. changed her mind. She was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be a good person now.
Blah, blah, blah.
Because she went to the hospital. She could have done episodes ago. She's like, it's time. And so then Hoffel kills Jane, which I think we all kind of saw that coming as well. But then Zayday doesn't even put up a fight. Zayday's like, okay, I'll get in the cage too.
Yeah.
Zayday, girl, this is your time. This is her time. I don't know why she just went in the cage.
Yeah, it was her time to shine and be the hero.
Yeah.
But now I guess she's kicking ass as a doctor with no medical training whatsoever. Yeah.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Well, we will get to that, the whole aftermath, what's happening with this. But, okay, Chanel and Brock this episode killed me. I really love to see their ups and downs because every single time... And, I mean, I love that they brought up, like, are we dating? Because this whole season, we don't really know what's going on with them. And I love that they addressed that. And so we have... yeah, Chanel and Brock were sitting in, I don't know where they were sitting, but she was like, we saw him for dinner tonight, all peppy, after, like, last episode he tried to kill her. Mm. And then they had the whole conversation of, like, are we still dating? And I love them together. I think that was so funny. And Hester wants them to get married. Well, actually, her plan worked out. Okay, just to be clear.
No.
Because I feel like I missed this one part where she was talking about her plan. Her plan all along was for him to marry Chanel, not Munch.
Yeah, that's for the money. I thought that it was Chanel for the money. But then when the Dean Munch thing came up, she's like, oh, I want to kill her too. So I think that, you know, she sort of planned either way. And I think that Brock just sort of wanted to dig it into Chanel. And it's funny. Yeah, I thought that was a really odd turn. But, yeah.
That was.
Especially after Chanel took him back after tricking her.
She's been through some stuff with that guy. Man, gotta keep her. I thought that was definitely a twist. Because I honestly thought, I mean, with this show, there's always a twist. Yeah. But I was like, but he would. They also would have just had him propose to Chanel and then tried to kill her off and then had another turn. But I love that instead he proposed to Munch.
Yeah.
Munch, that was the happiest day of her life.
Oh, yeah.
I loved seeing her reaction to that, and she's like, yep, honey, she could call him darling. I thought that was so great, but, yeah, that whole proposal, and then them thinking that this is the end.
No.
But it wasn't. Were you surprised she didn't have Kuru?
No, I was like, there's no way she's dying, because it's Jamie Lee Curtis, and she never dies.
That's true. Yeah. But you didn't think, like, she had Kuru and they'd, like, find a cure for it? You just thought maybe... Did you think she was faking it? Because we've had so many theories this season. I know a lot of my panel thought that that she was faking it and then she knew she didn't have it. I always thought that she thought she had it.
Yeah, I always thought she thought she had it, but there was, like, no way she really had it. Like, such a random thing.
Yeah, and they wouldn't... I agree with you. They were not going to kill her off. So I love that they did... Oh, my gosh. And then we'll get into Chanel's plan. But I love that out of all the people to maybe, like, question this, number 5 is the one that's like, maybe we should, like, check this out a little further.
Yeah, apparently she's an idiot savant of, like, doctor stuff.
I love that. I love that she's actually a genius in this show. I thought that was fantastic.
And she actually has teeth in her vagina.
And we heard it first here, guys. It's true this whole time.
And they're really sharp, and I don't know how they got there.
I love her. We love number 5. Yeah. But, yeah, so... With the Kuru not being, maybe that not being what she has, number 5 suggests, what is she, a craniotomy? Craniotomy?
Yeah.
To take a piece of her brain and then see, I mean, okay, I guess just see if she has it. I don't know. But test it. Yeah, they're going to test it.
A biopsy.
To figure out if that's what she has. The brain scenes I can't really do.
Yeah, I have no problem with brain scenes. Tracheotomies are what bother me. Like, I just can't look, like... You know, how many seasons of There Were House? Like, 8? Eight seasons
that.
I couldn't watch Tracheotomy.
I was, like so squeamish during that scene. I could not watch it. I was trying not to watch it. But Chanel wants to... What was her genius plan? Was to get a pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah.
Of all the drinks. No coffee. Not
PSL.
PSL. And then trip. And then accidentally pour it in Munch's brain. This was the saddest plan I've ever seen work out so terribly. She didn't even fake a trip. And she didn't even get close enough at all. But also, Hoffel, she spilled it on Hoffel, who didn't even react like it was hot at all. She was just like, what are you doing? Oh my gosh. But then, of course, no ramifications for Chanel, even though she tried to kill Munch.
Yeah. Because she's herself. And even if you're horrible, as long as you're yourself, it's okay.
Be you.
Yeah.
But Chanel just wanted her gone because she didn't want, you know, this girl, she didn't want to wait. She didn't want to wait for Dean Munch to die on her own, because what if she wasn't dying? Even though, and this was, okay, this was my favorite quote of this whole episode, was when they're just talking together after deciding that they're going to have the relationship strictly for social media. Yes. I thought this was hysterical. He's like, what do you want in this relationship? And like, what does it mean to be dating a hot doctor? And then he's like, you know what we'll do? We'll be dating and we'll just post selfies together on your social media. And she looked so happy.
Yeah, and the sad thing is I feel like I know people like that. Because when I see them together in public, they don't even talk or touch each other. And then on social media, they're like all over each other, like smiling and happy. I'm like, oh, that's what that is. I learned.
It's all about that fake social media life. And I just, this show, it just, it tackles so many funny, relatable issues.
Yes.
Like the couple that is really just on social media. But he said to her that after Dean Munch is dead, maybe I'll just, maybe, just maybe, I'll rip that ring off her cold, dead finger and give it to you.
That was so sweet.
How romantic.
Yeah, Boo69Bs in the chat asked, did they cut open Munch's head into a shape of a heart? I actually thought they did, too. It looked like that a little bit, so...
I wasn't... I'm going to be real with you guys. I was barely looking.
She was hiding disgusted. Into her blankie.
I have a shawl that's pretty much a blanket. I was, like, bare. I couldn't look at it. So I don't know, but you think so?
I think so. I was like, I kind of noticed that, too. Just to be weird, they did it in heart.
How romantic and sweet. Oh, my gosh. So nice. But anyways, we find out that Munch does not have Kuru, does not have any other crazy, weird disease. She is extremely dehydrated.
From drinking scotch all the time, or vodka. Like, brushes her teeth with scotch. Like, and when I saw her decanter of scotch on the sink there, I have to say, I got a little proud of myself because I have a decanter, and it's an absinthe bottle, but it's actually full of Listerine as a joke.
Oh!
So I was like, oh, I seem fancy now.
You're fancy. You're very fancy.
But it's Listerine.
Is it Listerine or is it Listerine?
It's Listerine.
Wink, wink, wink. I thought that was really funny for the show to go in that direction because I was I wasn't even worried. They could have easily just made up. They could have made up a disease that she had. They could have, like, anything else. They could have said it was this, that, but I love that she was just dehydrated. And the fact that she was, like, realizing that when she said that, she's like, there's no way. Wait, did they say she would have had to have not drinking water for years?
Yes.
And she was like, there's no way I haven't had water for years. And then she thinks about it. And then the montage, the flashbacks was fantastic. I thought that was great. And then Brock's face killed me. I felt for him in that moment. Like, you did this. He thought this was just going to be a make-a-wish thing.
Yeah.
Not a till-death-do-us-part thing. I thought that was so funny that kind of went back in his face. However, I will say, as soon as they brought up the question that she might not have Kuru and that they could figure that out soon, I'm like, she's not going to... You're screwed. And he went through with it. He didn't have to. He could have convinced her out of it, but he wanted to do it for the attentions because it would have looked really cool to his Harvard friends.
Yeah, totally.
But, I mean, I guess it worked out for him in the end. So, anyways, it's Chanel number whatever her name's fault who loves tomatoes, this whole bomb issue.
Yeah.
Because Hoffel finds her in the garden. I guess they have some sort of tomato garden, and she's trying to make fertilizer, and then Hoffel decides she's going to make a fertilizer bomb, which we know because she Googles how to make a fertilizer bomb. And she gathers everyone in the easiest way. She literally tells everyone, hey, come here, I have to show you something. Or no, she gets Chanel to show them something. and gets them in a trap with apple cider and cheese, not champagne. It was not a champagne toast.
And it wasn't even cheese. It was just styrofoam.
Just styrofoam. What a trap. Yeah. It's also so green when they walked in. I love that it was like green meanie decked out. I thought that was so funny.
And no one questioned it.
No one questioned it at all. And who would have, in that moment, who did you think was going to save the day? Did you think Denise? What did you think would happen?
Yeah, I knew Denise was going to come in because I'm like, they wouldn't have had her come out of that. Like, not to have her show up and save the day in her haphazard way as she always does.
Always. Yeah, I think that was great that she came in. I love so, like, casually. And then I love that she always refers back to Quantico.
Yes, and the show Quantico.
The show Quantico. I thought that was so funny that she didn't learn how to defuse a bomb at Quantico. She learned because Alex Parrish, I love Quantico, Alex Parrish defused a bomb. She watched it, so she thought she could. And she's telling everyone, like, well, if I pull this wire, we're either all going to die or the timer will stop. And so this is the time everyone's kind of freaking out. We find out Chanel number 5 does have teeth in her vagina. But she saves the day. And then they go after Hoffa, which I thought was great. I love that scene where she's running out the door. And then all of a sudden, they're all behind her. And they're like, get her! I thought that was hysterical. Even though she's like casually carrying around a machete. I'd be scared of her. They don't have any weapons.
Yeah, that's true. They don't have any weapons, but there is a lot of them. So maybe they'll just be, like, one or two casualties, and then they'll get her. Like, that's probably like what they were thinking. Yeah,
Cassidy the casualty? Yeah,
that one.
Yeah, I was really bummed that he died. But, I mean, honestly,
I liked him.
I liked him, too. I was surprised that they didn't kill off Brock.
Yeah, me too.
Because I honestly, you know, we get all these big stars in these shows, and I'm assuming that they will have a season 3, but they get all these big stars, like we had like Nick Jonas last season, we had Ariana Grande, and usually they kill them off.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't super surprised that Cassidy died. I was kind of waiting for it, but I was very surprised that Brock didn't die.
Yeah, because I expected him to die even more so than Cassidy.
Right?
Yeah, because, I mean, so many people more had it out for him. Like, Cassidy really only shared scenes with Chanel and was a green meanie and stuff, but Brock, I guess he'll be, like, the Chad next season, but I'm still upset that they killed Chad and then Oliver Hudson's character. I'm like, oh.
I love Oliver Hudson's
Me
character.
Too.
I forgot how good-looking he was. Mm-hmm. I remember him, like, last season. I didn't even remember him last season. I, like, remembered him, but I didn't remember having a huge crush on him. And then when he returned this season, I was like, oh, hey there. And then they freaking killed him off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They didn't even have to kill him off. He jumped in the...
Yeah,
the,
he was like, meh, whatever.
Just gave up. I mean, maybe that was the time to go.
Yeah.
It's not getting much better for anyone at that hospital, aside from... Well, actually, no, it is kind of getting better for everyone at the hospital.
Else,
Even Dean Munch, she found her way. I love that they do this. I believe they did this. Yeah, they did this last season, too, where they show what happens post, what was it, the Red Devil? And now what happens post Green Meaty. One thing I really want to bring up. I love that Zayday so easily talked her way out of the dungeon.
Yes.
To Jane, where she was... Okay, we were wondering this, and I'll ask the chat right now. Zadia was talking about a boyfriend that was murdered. Was she talking about someone from last season, or was she talking about Chamberlain?
Yeah, to me, it's like the big muscular arms thing makes me think it's Chamberlain, because, yeah, I was like, I guess Nick Jonas, but they weren't really, he was in love with Erica.
Right?
You know, once you go black, you never go back. I mean, I remember the whole funny thing he was saying.
Like, I was so... confused when she said that. I don't know if she was just trying to relate to her or what, but I was trying to think, like, what ex-boyfriend she was referring to. But, I mean, if she was just trying to disclose information about herself to get information back and to relate to then get her out, which is, like, a therapist strategy, it worked.
Yeah.
She got her out. I thought that was great. And then when she was trying to tell her, like, your son's doing the right thing, He knows good from bad. And then she was like, oh, he watches too much television.
Yeah.
And then said that Modern Family deeply impacted him. Fantastic. Also Modern Family, such a great show.
I know, Nathan Fillion is the weatherman now. It's hilarious.
Oh. Yeah. But I thought that was fantastic. And just the Jane and Zayday in this episode were great. I loved watching their little dynamic that we really didn't get to see a lot of.
Yeah.
And I love that when Zayday did return, to everyone else. She's like, yeah, guys, thanks for looking for me.
Yeah, that was so funny. Real great job there.
Who looked for her ever? I mean, I guess they were busy getting being hunted down by a murderer, but like,
who you could make a phone call. God.
A phone call. They didn't get their gags all week.
Yeah.
So, poor Zayday. Post on
Facebook about where is Zayday.
Where is Zayday? Something. Anything. So I thought that was just fantastic.
Ian Barnett says she wasn't talking about Chamberlain. She had that British boyfriend. And I do remember him. That's why I kind of wondered.
British boyfriend? Yeah. I'm trying to think back.
Yeah.
He was murdered. I'd have Earl to rewatch.
Earl Grey was his name. Theater girl 63095.
Earl Grey was his name?
Yeah, I was like, fantastic. Oh yeah, I remember how funny that was.
I'm going to have to rewatch season one. I probably will, honestly. Now that we're going on a hiatus, there's like time to rewatch. Mm. But I was so confused when she said that. I honestly thought she meant Chamberlain. And then for one second, I was like, how would she know unless she's the Green Meanie? Which I don't know why. Mm. I still want mystery. Like, it's still, I'm like, where's the fourth
where's
one?
Where's the twist?
Right? So anyways, I love that we then figure out what happens to everyone after they let Hoffel drown. Is that the proper sink in sinking sand? Drown, sink,
yeah, basically, die? Like suffocate and
drown.
It's not pretty, but I did like it. They were all like, raise your hand if you want her to die.
Yeah,
like,
they all raised their hand. Cute.
But and then Dean Munch has a last minute like, oh wait, I don't want to be horrible, and then she dies anyway.
I love because you think as an audience when someone says that, that's going to be a change in what happens. Yeah. They're not really going to die. But I love that she still just dies. Like, no difference. But at least she has a clean conscience. She tried, right?
Yep. Right? She tried.
So then we find out what happens after this. And this, honestly, is my favorite part of, I would say, the episode and one of my favorite scenes of just the season. Well, it was multiple scenes. But this ending, this post-Green Meanie life was fantastic. We have Zayday and Chanel number 5 running the hospital.
Yes.
Fantastic.
That's funny.
I love this. I think, they have no trace. No. Chanel number 5 did pass
the MCATs, yeah.
So she can be a student now, not even
I think so,
doctor. And then Zadie has no training with. Does she have training? Wasn't she in school?
I think she was in school, so she has some training, but.
She shouldn't be running the hospital.
Certainly not.
But she is. We have Dean Munch, who had a plan, a lovely plan, where she wanted, what did she want, doctor? She wanted Brock to be an osteologist?
Yeah, an orthopedist.
Orthopedist to the stars.
While she was a sex therapist for women over 50 in Aspen.
That was fantastic.
Like, a very specific thing. I like
so
that, yeah.
Specific. That we, like, never heard about her passion beforehand, I don't think. I thought that was hilarious that she had this all planned out. Because he was trying to be like, hey, girl, like, I'll stay here. You do you. I'll hold down the fort. And she's like, no. But she tries to hold him down. Doesn't work because Hester's plan worked after all.
Yeah, that's so funny. And I didn't see that coming. But my favorite line of that whole exchange was when Munch is like, yeah, I want to grow old with you so that we can see if you're really a vampire. Like, and he's like, does everyone really think that?
I like that as well. But Hester and Brock run off to the very famous Blood Island.
Yes.
To kill people.
I thought that was so awesome, though. I didn't see that coming, but, like, I kind of thought it was sweet and romantic, and I would want to do that. Like,
With John Stamos specifically?
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds is also acceptable. Pretty much any, like, Canadian actor or John Stamos. Yeah.
Give me your top three in order of guys you would want to live on Blood Island with.
Oh, God.
To kill people with. Yeah, duh. What else would you do on Blood Island?
Well, my dream man's still Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
And then Ryan Reynolds. Zachary Levi, Jensen Ackles, I think. Let's see.
So many.
I know. It's like, so just pretty much watch the CW and like pick like the hot dudes on that show. One of them.
That's how you pick them. You just watch and then you hunt them on CW.
Mm-hmm.
I would say my top three would be Ryan Gosling.
Oh yeah. Good one. He's Canadian.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's from Toronto.
I can't even go 2 and 3. I just love Ryan Gosling. He's my biggest crush. I would definitely go to Blood Island with Ryan Gosling. Yeah. We can hunt people together. I'd be fine with that.
No.
But Hester and Brock are on the island, have like a butler who's telling them when people are arriving or just arrived. They had a shipwreck. Is that what happened like on the west?
And the strongest one will be swimming here in about an hour. Well, good. Let's eat. Let's let them get their energy back.
I thought that was so fantastic. I loved seeing them together. I thought it was so weird, though, and so Scream Queens to put Hester and Brock together at the end. Because, like, what? When did that start? There were, like, two scenes of them with sexual tension. So that's all it takes, guys. If you have two instances when you're with someone, there's some sexual tension, you're telling them you'll kill people together, eventually they're going to run away with you, and you can be together forever.
See, this just gives me hope.
I know, right? Yeah. Love. There is love out there. Yeah, Hester's got it down. Like, of course Hester would, like, go to the bank, pose as Munch, get her money, and be like, let's bounce. That's all it took. She didn't need to die. She's like, all I have to do is, like, throw on a wig. It's fine, Brock. We got this. So that was great. And then Chanel, her dream has come true. This girl got her own show, Love in the Sea.
I love that.
I love that, too, because she wanted to be a TV doctor.
So bad.
So bad. But does she stick with that? No, 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 no. She's like, no, it's not going to be Love in the D for doctor. I'm Chanel, and we're going to talk about what I want to talk about. Yeah. We're going to call it Love in the Sea. What did you think? Okay, so you were saying back what she was talking about on her show, if you would do so again. What did you think of the topics?
Yeah, like, I love this show. I would probably watch it, because I watch Wendy Williams and stuff like that.
Oh, so same thing.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite line was, she's like, yeah, because, like, responsibilities and consequences are just for people who don't have shame, and all you have to do is be yourself, even if you're horrible. Like, that was such an uplifting speech.
I know.
I'm like, God.
Like, she should definitely write a self-help book, yeah. I would say. Like, I would read that book. Buy it for... If you guys need, like, a Christmas gift guide, definitely buy Chanel Oberlin's book. I thought that was so funny. And then, of course, she has Chanel number 3 as the executive producer, which she doesn't know what that does. What do they do? I thought that was fantastic.
And we work in this industry, and we're still only 90% sure what they do, maybe.
Right, like 90%. Like 90, 95%. Yeah. We know. To an extent. Chanel don't know it all.
Well, I love Boo69Bs gave her top 3, and they're pretty well the same as mine. That's funny.
Really?
Ryan Reynolds, Jensen Ackles, and Stephen Amell.
What is with everyone and Ryan Reynolds? Did I just not hop on this train?
Oh, my God. I've loved Ryan Reynolds since his first thing with Nathan. Two guys and a girl in a pizza place. It was the cutest show ever on ABC a long time ago.
What was it about?
It was...
I mean, what was it called? No, it was
Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
That was the name?
That was the name of the show. They then shortened it to Two Guys and a Girl later because people got really tired of saying it. But it lasted for a few seasons. It's just not available on DVD or streaming anywhere.
Why?
Get on that, Amy C.
Oh, my God. I'm going to look that up. I'm sure I can find it somewhere on the internet.
Yeah.
Wow. I see, guys.
And Deadpool, he's, like, adorable. And Wilder.
Everyone says that. Yeah. Everyone says I need to watch Deadpool. You know what I loved him in, though? Tell me, guys, in the chat or comment below if you have seen Just Friends.
Oh,
I'm saying
love that.
This because it's around the holidays. This is one of my favorite movies. Ryan Reynolds is in it.
Yeah.
And it's hysterical, and I highly recommend it. But check that out. Tell me if you've seen it.
Smoking Aces, yeah.
I haven't seen that either. Oh, guys, I need to step up my game. Yeah. I need to watch a lot more TV and movies.
Just go to Netflix and just put in Ryan Reynolds and then watch all of it.
Watch
but just
everything.
Friends is good, yeah.
I love it. We could just have a show just about Ryan Reynolds. Anyways, so we have Chanel hosting her show, doing her. She has her her car with, what is it, the Rich Agon? Is that supposed to be like Rich Wagon, but
yeah,
just Rich Wagon?
So. Rich again.
Rich again?
Yeah, because, you know, she was poor for a while, and now she is rich again.
My God, Rich again, because I was trying to think of, like, something wagons. I was like, oh, Rich again. I was like, that doesn't really work. That makes more sense. Thanks, Lucretia. Like, the Rich again. I thought that was fantastic. She's getting to her car. Life is good. And then, I guess they're trying to set up for season 3, guys. We have honestly, mine is blown. We get the, Kappa Kappa, something, something. Yeah. What sorority were they in?
Yeah, the Kappa Kappa, Kappa Tau, something, I don't know.
Kappa Kappa something. Something sorority related in her friend's seat. And then the Red Devil, question mark, because the lighting was weird. So we don't really know what color he was,
I think
was.
It was the Red Devil. And most of the chat here has speculated, as I thought as well, is it's going to be Grace. Yeah.
I would love that. I would love also to, because we know she's a little bananas
right now. Yeah, her dad said she was bananas, and I believe him. He is so pretty.
I believe him. I'll believe anything he tells me. Mm-hmm. This sets up for season three. I hope so. I love that. So I guess that kind of wraps up this episode. I think it's time to get into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, Lucretia, what do you think we're going to see in season three?
Well, I do think that Grace will be one of the Red Devils. I do think that we'll have another cute CW stud or, like, young guy like Taylor Lautner and Colton Haynes this season and all this, you know, like Nick Jonas. And Mary Duda 444 thinks it could be Robbie Amell, and I would like to see that.
Ooh, I like that. I think I agree with you on a lot of that. I do think that Grace could very well be the Red Devil. And then, of course, we may see another one. It has to be the Red Devil that's back. Because I feel like if it's, like, revenge... Because in this season, the Green Meanie was related to murders that happened years and years ago. It wasn't just, like, a brand new serial killer. But the Red Devil has to do with all of the sorority stuff. So I do think it could be definitely just be the Red Devil again. I would love to see it be Grace and then someone else from season one.
Oh, yeah.
I would love that. Because Grace is someone we're kind of expecting because she's gone crazy. So I'd love to see someone else from season one also be a part of it. And I think that we're going to see a lot of Chanel on TV. I don't know how she's going to get out of that situation with this Red Devil in the car. But I'm excited to see how she tries to survive. She always does. Because is she hot? She's young. Mm-hmm. She's rich. She's listing all the reasons why she always survives.
Yeah, and that's really how it works. We've seen the Kardashians.
I know. It's crazy, though, because in Scream, all you had to do is be a virgin.
Yeah.
But not yeah, in Scream.
And I love how she points out, like, used to in horror movies, it'd be like some virginal heroine. But now, now we're okay with people being horrible. The Book of Isaiah said there needs to be a Scream Queens and American Horror Story crossover, which Ryan Murphy does both shows. That could be doable.
That'd be cool.
And a lot of people really want it to be Grace. Mary Duda says that Robbie Amell is hotter than Stephen Amell. I agree with that.
Wow. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I'm so bummed it's over. This was such a good season. I thought it was really funny. Definitely let us know your thoughts on what you thought of this season, what you thought of the finale, and what you think is going to happen next season. But... I think that wraps... Oh, what?
I think so. We have such a funny comment in the chat that I can't hold it anymore.
Tell me.
And Nilda Rivera says, I could see Chad coming back as a twin, Vlad. Best idea ever.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm down.
Ryan Murphy, down. Yeah.
Because if you guys have ever seen Younger, they pull the twin thing on her boyfriend that was named on, what is it? Hillary Duff's boyfriend on the show, named Chad. No, Thad, and then they brought him back as Chad. So they could bring back a Thad.
Yeah, or Vlad.
Or Vlad.
That'd be funny.
Really anyone. I'm down. I miss that character.
Yeah, Chad was the best character ever.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, you remember in season one, there was a scene of them all playing Truth or Dare. This is my favorite scene of the show, always. And the candle vlogger was saying, like, because they were trying to, like, we'll find out who the Red Devil is by playing Truth or Dare. We'll ask. And then the girl's like, why don't we just lie? And then Chad gets so heated and is like, you can't lie. It's called truth or dare.
Not lie or dare. Like, he's like upset about it.
The best scene, my favorite scene all time of Scream Queens was the Truth or Dare scene. So I really do want that character back, even as a twin. Yeah. I'll wait for him.
I know.
We'll wait till next October?
I think so. It'll be like the ending of Beer Fest where they just act like he's not even like a new person.
Yeah. I'm down. Yeah. So anyways, I think that wraps up this season of Scream Queens. That's so sad. But thank you guys so much for tuning in and watching our show. We had so much fun chatting with you and we're so excited for, a year from now, but next season of Scream Queens. Definitely stay in touch. Tweet at us. But before we get going, let's introduce ourselves one more time.
Hey, guys. Since I'm Lucretia Lyon, you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
And hey, guys, I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Renee Ariel and check out my blog, catslipstickla.com. And as for us here at AfterBuzz, you can follow us on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snapchat at AfterBuzz TV. So if you want to keep the chat going, tweet at us. And we will catch you next season. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.